Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sota Daf Mem Ches. We are holding on Daf Mem Zayin and Beis. We are 7 lines from the end of the page on Mem Zayin and Beis, and we are up to Misharabu Tzarei Ayin at the very beginning of the line. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas's mother, called the Basimcha LaShalom. It is also sponsored by Eric Cohn in honor of his father's 12th yahrzeit, Yehoshua Aryeh Ben David HaKohen. The yahrzeit is tomorrow. The Neshama should have an Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is we're continuing the discussion of things that disappeared at certain points in history. The Gemara is going to talk about the Takanos of Yochanan Kohen Gadol relating to Maestros and relating to Vidoy Meiser. Then the Gemara is going to define the words Ma'orin and Nokfin, because those are two of the things that they were Mevatel. So what exactly are those? Then the Mishnah, Namal Aleph, is going to tell us what was lost when the Sanhedrin was Batel and when the Churban happened, how many different things were lost from Klal Yisrael. And then we're going to discuss a little bit about the Gezeira that was made against music and the negative effects that music can have on a person and on a society. On Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to identify who are the Nevi'im Rishonim that the Mishnah speaks about, who when they passed away, it signified the end of the Urim V'tumim. So which Nevi'im Rishonim were the, who are we referring to? At what point did Urim V'tumim stop functioning? The Gemara is then going to tell the certain Hespedim that were given for key figures in Klal Yisrael's history. Then it's going to talk about the role of the Shamir, if it had a role in the making of the Beis HaMikdash. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to discuss three different definitions of Nofes Tzufim, of that phrase, Nofes Tzufim. So let's begin, 7 lines from the end of the page, on daf, Mem Zayinam Beis. So says the Gemara, Misharabu Tzarei Ayin V'Tarfei Teref, when there were too many people who were Tzarei Ayin, who were stingy people. We already, this is in our first discussion about stingy people, right, on Daf, what was it, Lamed Ches or so, we had about not being nene from people who are stingy people. So when there were too many stingy people, v'tarfei teref, and too many gazlanim, rabu ma'amtse halev. So people who didn't have rachmanus on aniyim, who strengthened their hearts not to give tzedakah, v'kovtse yadayim milahalvos, and people who withheld from lending money, v'avrol masha kasa b'torah, and they violated that which it says in the Torah, which is Yishar Melechapen. That's not enough of the Pasuk to really give you a sense of what the Pasuk is saying. That's just telling you you're not allowed to do what that Pasuk is talking about. But the Pasuk says, Lo sa'ameitz es levavcha, lo sikpotz es yadcha mi'achicha evyon, that you shouldn't refrain from being generous with achicha evyon. Right? So nason titein lo, the Pasuk goes on to say, you have to give a loan, you have to give tzedakah. Misharabu netiyos garim sakra senayim, when there were too many women that were walking with an outstretched neck and they were fluttering their eyes, meaning they carried themselves with a certain sense of gaiva and a certain sense of pritzos. So rabu mayim amarim, there were many more husbands that were being that had a ruach kina and were being mekane their wives. But elisha pasku, but they couldn't do anything with that because the pasku mayim amarim, the mayim amarim was no longer available to help vindicate these women of any wrongdoing. Mishrabu mekablim matanus nesmatu hayamim v'neskatzu hashanim, when too many people started receiving gifts, so lifespans shortened, fewer days and fewer years. That when one hates gifts, then they're going to live longer. It's a school of Arichziyam. When too many people relied on their own intellect and they didn't want to hear a Mesorah from the Rebbeim, so Rabu Machlokas B'Yisrael, that caused great Machlokas in Klal Yisrael, because people weren't being loyal to a Mesorah that they had from the Rebbe, and everyone was just deciding things on their own. Mishrabu Talmid Shamevil Shalshum Shukal. And when there were too many Talmid Shammai VeHillel that were not Mishamish the Rebbeim enough, and therefore they didn't really get all of the details down from the Rebbeim, Rabu Machlokas B'Yisrael, V'nasas Torah K'shtei Toros. That caused great Machlokas in Klal Yisrael, and the Torah became like Shtei Toros, because a lot of times one person will be Mitar, the other one will be Mitame, one will be Matir, the other will Aser. Mishrabu Mekabli Tzedakah Min Avdei Chavim, when there were too many people that were receiving Tzedakah from Avdei Chavim, HaYisrael L'mayla V'Heim L'mata, Yisrael lefnim veim lachar. That's a euphemism. It really means the opposite, but it's too difficult for us to even say that. So it really means is that it gave us a significant disadvantage, and it gave the Umas HaOlam a significant advantage. The Gemara in Masechet Bava Basra, in the first parak, talk about that. Talk about the great zuchus of tzedakah and how that helps by the Umas HaOlam by receiving tzedakah from them. We're b'yavish k'sirat shabarna that we need their zuchuyos to run out. We're giving them the zuchuyos, which is going to continue to give them the upper hand and prolong our galus. Mishmeis Yossi ben Yehuda, we said that when Yossi ben Yehuda and Yossi ben Yehuda Ishu Yerushalayim died, so batel ashkolos. My ashkolos, what is ashkolos? Me number of the Shmuel, isha kolbo, someone who has Torah and someone who has everything. He has all of the best qualities that go along. Torah, Yerushchet, Kamilas Chasadim, all of those qualities. Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Hever Odayas HaMeiser. Yochanan Kohen Gadol prevented, stopped people from doing Vidoy Meiser. My time, well, what's wrong with doing Vidoy Meiser? Why would he prevent us from doing Vidoy Meiser? Some Rabbi Yosef B'chanil, Tisha Ein Nosno, so Kitikuno, because we were no longer giving Meiser the way it was meant to be given. Terachmana Amar Diavi Levim, because the Torah says Meiser Rishon goes to Levim. Va'anan Kayavinu L'Kohanim, but we were giving it to Kohanim, because Ezra made a Knas on the Levim, since that they shouldn't get Meiser Rishon anymore, because they didn't return by the Bayesheni. So therefore, after Golus Bavel, so therefore we can't say the Vidoy, because the Vidoy includes Vegam Nisativ Lelevi, but it's not true, you know, let us say Sheker. So once we couldn't give it to Levim, because there was a Knas not to give it to Levim, we couldn't say those words, Vegam Nisativ Lelevi, and therefore we couldn't say the Vidoy Meisra at all. So frankly, Gemara, Velodi Ashar Meisros, why not say the rest of the Vidoy Meisra that talks about everything else besides for Meisra Rishon? Amar Ishlakas, Kalbay Shem Nisvadal, Meisra Rishon, Shavim Nisvadal, Shar Meisros. That if you can't include the part about Meisra Rishon, then you're not allowed to say any of it. My Taimo, why is it that they're all dependent on each other? Amar Abai, Holu Pasach Balakas of Tchila, Meisra Rishon is the first thing you mention. So since that's the first part, so you can't even get started. So if you can't get started, you certainly can't continue. Mechal Dafrushav Mafrashi, but wait a second, this is telling us that they were mafresh Meiser Rishon, it's just that they didn't give it to the same address that the Torah says you're supposed to give it to. The Torah says you're supposed to give it to Levim, and we gave it instead because of Takanas Ezra to Kohanim. But it sounds like they were mafresh Meiser Rishon, but Vatanya, but we have another Bryce that indicates otherwise. It says, Afu Bitel Savidui Vigazar al Admai, that Yochanan Kohen Gadol did two things. He was Mevatel Vidui Meiser, and he was gozer on demai v'fishasholch b'chol gvul Yisrael, because he sent out a fact-finding team in all of Eretz Yisrael v'rah she'in mafrish nela truma gadol b'lvad, and he saw that for the most part people were only being mafrish truma gadola ma'aser rishon ma'aser sheni m'ksasim ma'aser m'ksasim ein ma'aser, but when it came to ma'aser rishon ma'aser sheni, some people were taking those ma'asos and many people, a lot of other people, were not taking those ma'asos. So Amar lahem, so Yochanan Kohen Gadol said to people, banai bo v'omer lech, why is it that you're so meticulous about Truma Gedolah? It's because it has an Avod Misa Bidei Shamayim. If you don't give Truma Gedolah, it's going to be a Chiv Misa Bidei Shamayim. But you should know, Kach Trumas Meisra V'Tevel Yesh Ben Avod Misa. Trumas Meisra and Tevel also have Misa Bidei Shamayim. The Gemara in Sanhedrin derives this from Psukim, that Trumas Meisra is even Avod Misa. That, and if you're not Mafresh Meisra Rishon, you're not going to be Mafresh Trumas Meisra either. So, and therefore, you can't eat grain that you bought from Amay Aretz if they're not mafrish everything properly. So Amad v'hiskan them, so Yochanan Kohen Gadol made a takana that was a takana that yicholu namud, but it's not going to be so difficult to observe this takana that halakech peros ma'am aretz, when you buy produce from ma'am aretz, mafrish men ma'aser rishon ma'aser sheni, you have to be mafrish again ma'aser rishon and ma'aser sheni misafek, ma'aser rishon mafrish men shumas ma'aser, from the ma'aser rishon you have to be mafrish shumas ma'aser v'nos nal kohen, but the only part of that you're actually going to have to give up is the Trumas Meiser, right? That you're going to have to give that one-tenth of one-tenth to a Kohen. But a Meiser Sheni, Olav Ochlub Yerushalayim. Meiser Sheni you get to keep anyway. You just got to eat it in Yerushalayim. Meiser Rishon, Meiser Ani. And as far as Meiser Rishon, Meiser Ani, there is no Isser for a Tzar to eat Meiser Rishon or Meiser Ani. There's no Isser for a non-Kohen or a non-Levi to eat these things. It's just that it's Mammon of the Levi. Yeah, but a Motzi Mechavero, Olav Haraya. You could tell the Levi and tell the Ani, bring me a raya that the Am Haaretz that I bought this produce from wasn't already mafrish Maaser Rishon Maaser Ani, and therefore you're allowed to keep it. So it was a takana kala. It was something that people were able to observe. It wasn't asking very much of them. It was asking them to go through the ritual of being mafrish the maestros and only giving up the trumas maaser and ultimately keeping everything else for themselves. But the bottom line is, you see that not everyone was being mafrish maestros, and we said that everyone was being mafrish maestros. It's just that we were giving it to kohanim, not to levim. So says Mar Tarti Tiken Yochan Kohen Gadol made two takanas. First, bitul vidoy de chaverim. First, he was mevatel that the vidoy maestros that chaverim who were mafrish trumas maestros would say, but they weren't giving maaser rishon to a levi because that was his takana that they shouldn't. It only goes to kohanim, so they couldn't say the vidoy. And also the gazar al demai shall amei aretz, that when it comes to non chaverim, when it comes to amei aretz, he was gozer that demai that is purchased from amei aretz, you need to be mafresh from again. Va'avu bital as a ma'orim. He was also mevatel the ma'orim. My ma'orim. Who are ma'orim? Asam rachva rachva. It's the name of a chacham said. B'chol yom yom shayu omdim levim al aduchan. That every day when the levim stood on the platform in the base of Migdash, ma'omrim ura lamasish Hashem, and they would say the pasuk in Tehillim that wake up, why is Hashem sleeping? So the levim that would say that pasuk are called the ma'orim, that the ones ki'ilu that are waking up Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So Amalem Yochanan Kohen Gadol said to the ma'orim, v'chiyeh sheina lefnei makom. You think Hashem sleeps? V'lo kvar nemar. Is another pasuk in Tehillim, one that we say all the time. Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. That the shomer Yisrael never sleeps. He never slumbers. Elab is Mashi Sol Shurim Bitzrav of the Kabim Nachs Shalva, Lakach Nemar Ura Lamasishan Hashem. What does a pasuk mean then? It's a pasuk that says Ura Lamasishan Hashem. It means that when Klal Yisrael is in Tsar and the Yovdu Kabim are living life easy and pleasantly, it's as if it appears to us as if Chas V'Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sleeping, and therefore we say Ura Lamasishan Hashem. And prior to the days of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, they were allowed to say that pasuk, because everyone had enough emunah to realize that the pasuk is only talking about Hester Panim, but it's not talking about that Hashem actually sleeps. But in the days of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, he realized, people are going to get the wrong impression from this, and therefore he had to be mevatel. There were too many tzedukim around that took things literally, so he had to be mevatel them from saying that pasuk. Ve'es hanokfim, and also the Nokfim. My Nokfim, who are the Nokfim? Amrim Zomer Shmuel, Shayim Esartin Le'egel Ben Karnav. They would make a slit between the horns of the Egel before they would shecht it. Kadesh Yipol Dam Be'enav, so that some of the blood would go into the eyes of the Egel, so it wouldn't be able to see, it would become all disoriented, and therefore it would be easier to shecht the animal. Otherwise, it fights back, and it's a strong animal. So Asa Ihu Batul Mishum Demechzi Kimuma. But Yochanan Kohen Gadol came along, and he was Mevatel that Minog, because it looks like you're being matil mum on the korban, and you're certainly not allowed to do that. So masisa tani shayu choftin also b'makolos, that it wasn't that they made it bleed between the eyes, that the nokfim were people that would beat the animal down with a stick, kederek shosno sotnev chavim, in a way that's similar to how they would do in front of the chavim. So the tfarisil and sashmul is not really arguing on the braisa. He says originally the nokfim would be mesartin as a egel, but once they got used to once they got used to doing that, they started not hitting it with the stick also to make the srita easier to do, even just to make that cut, so they would beat it up a little bit first. Some of them, and must have to machil nevelos mizbeach. So Yochanan Kohen Gadol said to them, how long are you going to be feed nevelos to the mizbeach? So it says, nevelos hashachdu. What do you mean nevelos? They shechtu them, so it's not a nevela. So answers the Gemara, it doesn't mean nevelos, ela trefos. It means trefos, because shemanikev krom shalmoach. Because maybe they're going to cause, by beating the animal up a little bit, it's going to make a hole in the membrane around the animal's brain, and that's a trefa. So Amad Viskan them tabos bekarka. So instead, he put tabos in the karka. He put these rings that hold down the animal really well in the ground. So that's what they did. So the Torah Sakhnos says, there's a more basic reason they should have stopped this, because it's Tzar Balechayim, they should have stopped this, you know, which is Da'oraisa, instead of a Darabana, that it looks like you're taking, you're being makriv trefos. One of the other achronim says, well, why do they have to be misakin tabos? He could have just been misakin to check for trefos. Yeah, you know, then I mean, you don't check for every trefo. We only check the lungs because those are the common trefos. But just check. Just make sure you check the krum shel moach, and then you'll know that it's not a trefa. So some of the achronim try to suggest, you see from here, that there's an issur to shech the trefa in the Beis HaMikdash, that you have to make sure that it's not a trefa even before the shechita. You do whatever you can to make sure that it's not a trefa. It's interesting that the Gemara initially, when it talks about it, says, you're bringing nevelos, and it says, no, not nevelos, trefos. Well, why did it say nevelos if it meant trefos? So I think they say Reb Chaim's bar mitzvah pshetel. When Reb Chaim was bar mitzvah, his bar mitzvah pshetel was on the relationship between nevela and trefa. Now, what is trefa? Trefa is an animal that can't have a kasher shechita. That it's a chisar, and it loses the ability to have a kasher shechita. What's a nevela? A nevela is an animal that doesn't have a shechita. So a trefa is like a sort of nevela, that it relates to the isser nevela. It's not a completely independent isser. So I think that was the shtickel Torah, or part of the shtickel Torah, that Reb Chaim said in his bar mitzvah, and his shul rabbi didn't write his bar mitzvah drasha, right? He came up with it on his own. So Ad Yama Vayapatish Makabi Yerushalayim, until his days, they would bang the hammer in Yerushalayim. So B'chol HaShomor, meaning a Chol HaMoed, and Yochan Kohen Gadol goes there to stop doing that a Chol HaMoed, even though they were only doing it from Leches Dover HaAved, not everyone's going to realize that it was a Dover HaAved, and therefore he had to have them stop doing such noisy work. Kol Yama Vloyadam Tzorach Lishol HaDamai, throughout his lifetime, no one ever had to ask about Demai. Kedam Maron, that's what we said, because he made it that instead of asking, just be mafresh. When you buy from an amaretz, you're going to be mafresh. Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. Fine, says the Mishnah now. Misha Batal Sanhedrin. Once the Sanhedrin was batal Hashir mibes hamishtaos. So songs in drinking houses and taverns became batal. Shenemar, because the pasuk says Bashir lo yishtu yayin. Misha Meisu Neviim Arishonim. When the Neviim Arishonim died, which the Gemara is going to identify who they were, batal Urim V'tum. The Urim V'tum became batal. Mishchar Beis Hamikdash, when the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, batal Shamir v'nofes tzufim. Shamir and nofes tzufim were batal. At the end of today's daf, we discuss what nofes tzufim are, and we'll also discuss what the Shamir accomplished. Upasku anshe amana b'Yisrael, and there weren't any anshe amana, and we'll discuss that also. What does it mean, anshe amana? So Pashtus is people who have emuna. Shenemar, Hoshi Hashem ki gomer chasid, and it says, ki pasu emuna mi b'nei Adam. Rav Shimon Gamliel omer, hey, Rav Yishua, mi yom shkar b'yis HaMikdash, Rav Yishua was made that from the time the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, ein yom she'in bo klola, every day has curses, lo yarad atal lebracha, the dew has not come lebracha, v'nital tam ha'peros, and all the flavor has been taken out of the fruits. Rabbi Yossi Omer, that from the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, af nital shuman ha'peros, the ability of fruits to nourish, of the grain and the fruit to nourish, has been taken. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, ha'tahara notla esarech, that no, when tahara stopped in Klal Yisrael, that's what took away the reyach of the peros, ha-maisos not l'shuman, when we were mevatel the mitzvos of maisos, that took away the ability of the peros, shuman ha-dagan, of the dagan, of the grain to nourish us, v'chamam ha-znus v'kshafim kilu es hakol, and then znus and kishuf, those averos, took everything away from us, took all of the brachas away from us. So now, we had said in the Mishnah that the shear was batel from when Sanhedrin became batel. So Maidim Yishbat Sanhedrin Ksiv, how do you know the pasuk of Bashir Lo Yishtu Yayin is talking about the time when the Sanhedrin became batel? Maybe it's referring to some other time. So Amrafun Breda Vishua Da Amar Kraz Zekeinim Mishar Shavsu Bachurim Mi Neginosam, that it sounds like the Negina of the Bachurim stopped when the Yeshivas HaZekeinim in the Shar stopped. What's the Yeshivas HaZekeinim in the Shar? That's the Sanhedrin. So when the Sanhedrin stopped, that's when the Bachurim Miniginosam. Amarav Udna Deshama Zimra, an ear that hears music, Te'akr, should be uprooted from the world. Amarav Zimra Bebesa, if there's music in the house, Churva Besifa. It means that the foundations of the house are going to have Churban. The doorstep of the house is going to have Churban. Shnemar, Kol Yishor Bechalon, Churiv Basaf, Kiarza Eira. So says Gemar, my Kiarza Eira, what does that mean? Amarav Yitzchak, Bayisam Subuk Barazim, Irhu, that if you have a house that is built with cedar wood, it's hard to destroy it. It's you'll think it's hard to destroy such a house, but it's not true. It will become destroyed if there's zemer in that house, even though it seems to be built with solid material. That when there's a churban of a bayis, it starts at the pesach bayis. It starts at the doorway. Shnamar churiv pasaf. Could be we learned the din of Rava from the following pasuk, that it's after it says Bashir lo yishtu yayin, the pasuk says Ushi'iya yukas sho'ar. So it means that since they drank wine Bashir, so the house is going to be shot of a shomim. It's going to be empty of any residents, and therefore there's going to be shadim that ruin the entire place. When there are no people, that's where shadim come to abandoned areas. That's where it's common to have shadim. Again, the Rambam writes that there are no shadim, but there are lots and lots and lots and lots of gemaras that say that there are shadim. That's what the Vilna Gaon said about the Rambam, that it's the philosophia ha'arura that led him astray to believe that there are no shadim, because he studied too much logical philosophy. But everyone knows, if you learn the gemaras, that there are shadim. Okay, so what exactly you do with machlokas gra in the Rambam? I don't know. But di says, I've seen these shadim, and they gore like an ox. Amar afuna zimra denagdi denagdi udabakri shari. The song of the people who pull the boats and of the people who plow with the oxen is mutter, because that helps them do their malacha, and it helps, you know, sometimes the oxen react to the sounds that they're hearing, so it's important for them to be singing, for them to have their music. The gardai, but when it comes to weavers, then that's just stam, they just like music. So that usher, that you're not allowed to do. Rav Huna batel zimra, Rav Huna was gozer on his door that they shouldn't have song and music in their homes and in their places where they made parties, and therefore kam mea avzi bezuzah, it caused great bracha to come into the world, that 100 geese, which is the most delectable kind of meat, could be bought for a single zuz. Umeya sal chiti bezuzah, and you could buy 100 saw of wheat for one zuz, veloi bayi, and you couldn't find people who were willing to buy it because everyone had so much. Asa Rav Chista zilzal bei, Rav Chista was mizalzel in that gezeira. He wasn't makbid to tone down all the music. So a single goose would cost a zuz, and you couldn't even find it. Even if you're willing to spend that kind of money, you couldn't find anyone who was willing to sell it to you. There was people just didn't have. Amar Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef said, Zamri Gavri Va'ani Nashi, if men sing and women respond to the song, so pritzusa, that's a pritzus, because kolbi isha erva, you shouldn't have women singing. Zamri Nashi Va'ani Gavri, if women are the ones that start the song and men are the ones that respond, right? A lot of the songs were done responsibly. Remember, we had that discussion about how exactly they did. They did Az Yashir, right? Was it that Moshe Rabbeinu would sing and then everyone would repeat the chorus, or they would say every word after him, or they would finish off what he started? But you get the sense that there was a leader and then there was a response in the way that we sing things. So if you have the men start things off and the women response, that's a pritzos. But if you have the women starting things off and the men listening for their cue and they're the ones that are responding, that's ke'esh ben ores. That's like fire among flammable material. That's going to be a horrible yetzer hara, because the men have to listen carefully to the women singing. So the mainaf kamina, what difference does it make whether it's stama pritzos or it's the worst pritzos? Well, when you put the kol korei out, you have to know how strong the lashon should be. You always use the strongest lashonos for kol koreis anyway. It doesn't make a difference. So what's the nafkamina? So levetuleha mekameha, that you have to realize, you have to pick your battles, and you have to know if you're going to be able to accomplish one and not the other, to prevent one of these things from happening and not the other, which one you should actually work hard to prevent from happening. Amar Rabbi Yochanan kol shosar barba minei zemer, someone who drinks wine with four types of zemer, maybe chabash paranias yolam, is going to bring five types of paranias to the world. Shenemar, because the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, Hoy mashkime baboker sheicher yudofu me'achre v'neshev yayin yadlikem v'yachinor v'novel tof v'chalil v'yayin mishteim espol Hashem lo yabitu. So you see that these people are drinking wine with four types of zemer: kinor, novel, tof, and chalil. So maksev achrov. What does the pasuk say? What are the pranos that follow? So it says number one, lachen gila amim mibli das, which means shagarmen golus liolam. It's going to cause golus to come to the world. Number two, kvodam Masai Rav, that Shemavi and Rav Lealam, it's going to cause famine. And then third, it's going to cause a great thirst. And we assume that that means that Torah is going to be forgotten, that when we talk about Tzama, Lo Tzama Lamayim, Kim Lidvar Hashem, that the Tzama is not going to be for water, it's going to be that we're eager for the Dvar Hashem, and we're not going to be able to find the Dvar Hashem, because the Torah is going to be forgotten from those who learn it. Number four is Vayishach Adam Vayishpal Ish, which means Shagarmin Shiflus L'son Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu. It causes a lowliness to the Son of Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu. That again is a euphemism. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Whatever that means, Shiflus is that the Olamos HaKadoshim and the Sfiros, the Ben Yoyada explains, are all going to be brought down from Makom Elyon to a Makom Tachton, meaning in a certain sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always wants to connect with this world. But how many Tzimtzumim, how many lowerings of the Or, Ein Sof, have to happen, you know, in the Lashon Netanya, have to happen in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be, for His presence, for the Shechina, to be present in this world. So it needs to, the lower the world is, then the more that's going to have to happen. So we're causing a shiflus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ein Ish al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ish refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because it's Shenemar, Hashem Ish Milchama. And then the fifth and final peronos that it's going to cause when you have all this music is Ve'ein Egvom Tishapalma. Shagarm Shiflus Shal Yisrael, that it causes the shiflus of Klal Yisrael. So Umaksiv Achrov, and what does it say after that, that they cause these five types of pranis that are ultimately going to fall into Gehenim? L'chein Herchiva Shaol Nafsha Uparapia Livlichok, that it's going to open its mouth without any end to it. V'yaret Hadarav Amonu Shaona, and the beauty and the splendor and everything, all the glory of Yerushalayim is going to fall. Va'alozba, and people are going to all the goodness is going to be lost from Yerushalayim. So Misha Mason Nevi'im Arishonim. Then we said when the Nevi'im Arishonim died, so it was Batal Urim V'tumim. So Man Nevi'im Arishonim. So we try to pinpoint at what point in history did the Urim V'tumim stop? Who were these Nevi'im Arishonim that we're referring to that signified the end of the Urim V'tumim? So Man Nevi'im Arishonim. Amar Avuna Zeh David, Shmuel, Shlomo. When you learn Nevi'im Rishonim, those are the main characters. David, Shmuel, Shlomo. Rav Nachum Namar, be made David, Zimnin Salik, Vizimnin Lo Salik. Now, when David HaMelech was around, sometimes the Urim V'tumim gave answers, and sometimes it didn't give answers. Shari Shol, Tzaduk asked the Urim V'tumim, V'alsalo, and he got an answer. Shol, Avyasar asked the Urim V'tumim, V'alsalo, and he didn't get an answer. Shenamar, Pasuk Shmuel Bey says, Vayal, Avyasar, that he was nostalgic from the Kuna Gadola, because he didn't get an answer when he asked the Urim V'tumim. So he wasn't answered at that time. So they took that as a sign that he wasn't a roi for the Kuna Gedola. Masav Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Rabbi Bar Shmuel raised the question. Vayihi Lidrosh Elokim b'yimei Zechariyahu hamevin b'ros Elokim. Zechariah was the son of Yehoyada HaKohen, which was in the days of Yoash. So my love Urim V'tumim, and isn't the pasuk telling us that they were Dorish Hashem, meaning that they were still asking the Urim V'tumim? This is way after the times of David and Shmuel and Shlomo. This is in the days of Zechariah. So it says Marlo b'Nevi'im. The pasuk isn't talking about being Dorish in the Urim V'tumim. The pasuk in Divrei Yom Beis is about being Shol in the Nevi'im. So they still had Nevi'im at the times of Zechariah. They didn't have an Urim V'tumim anymore. So frankly, Gemara Viter on Rav Huna. So again, Rav Huna is the one that said that the Nevi'im Arishonim are David, Shmuel, and Shlomo. Tashema, Mishachar, Beis HaMikdash, Rishon, Batlu Ari Migrash. So when the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Levium cities were Batel. Upasku Urim V'tumim, and the Urim V'tumim stopped. Upasak Melech Beis David, and the Malchus Beis David stopped. V'imlech Shechadim Lomar. And if a person is going to ask you that the Pasuk says in Ezra, Vayomer Hatirshasa, that Nehemiah said Lahem to the Kohanim that were unable to prove their Yichus, Asher Lo Yochlu Mikodesh HaKadoshim Adamod Kohen L'Urim V'tumim, that you're not going to be allowed to eat the Kodesh HaKadoshim until the kachikachim of meat from chatos and hashamos, until you're able to be shol of Urim V'tumim, and it will prove that you're kohanim ksherim. But until then, I don't trust your yichus. You're not going to be allowed to eat kachikachim. So, and therefore, that implies that there wasn't Urim V'tumim that they could still ask. And this is already in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah that they were able to ask Urim V'tumim. So it's not in the days of David and Shmuel and Shlomo. So says Gemara, Emor lo, you should respond to such a question. Kadam Shamil It's like when a person says, oh, when are you going to do this for me? Yeah, when Mashiach comes, I'll do it for you. Meaning it's a way of saying, you know, sometime way in the future. Nothing, no time soon. Right? So that's what Nehemiah was telling them. Nehemiah was saying that when you're able to ask Urim V'Tumim, we don't have an Urim V'Tumim anymore in the days of Nehemiah. So he's saying, it's not going to happen. You're not going to be able to eat the basar from Chata'os and Ashamos. Ela Amrav Nachum Yitzchak, man Nevim Arishonim. Who are the Nevim Arishonim? Nachum Yitzchak says, La'afuke Mechagei Zechariah Malachi. It means not Chagei Zechariah Malachi, you were the Nevim in Bayesheni, Da'achronim Ninu. Those are for sure the Nevim Ha'achronim. So the Urim V'Tumim existed until the days of Chagei Zechariah Malachi. I should point out, I mean, the bottom line is that we saw from the story with Nehemiah that through Bayis Rishon they still had the Urim V'Tumim, because it was only in Bayis Sheni that they didn't have it, right? But through Bayis Rishon they still had the Urim V'Tumim. So that's why Nachum Yitzchak is disagreeing with Rav Huna, that it's not only in the days of Shmuel, David, and Shlomo. It was way longer than that. It was for another 400 years. In Bayis Rishon they still had the Urim V'Tumim. So who are the Nevim Rishonim that were saying that Batal Urim V'Tumim during their times? That's Lafuke B'Chagei Zechariah Malachi Da'achronim Ninu. Up until the times of Chagei Zechariah Malachi, because they are the Nevi'im Ha'achronim. So that's how long the Urim V'Tumim lasted. So the Gemara brings a Raya, the Chagei Zechariah Malachi are referred to as the Nevi'im Ha'achronim. The Tanu Rabbanu, because the Braisa tells us, Mishamesu Chagei Zechariah Malachi Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh Mi'Yisrael. When Chagei Zechariah Malachi died, that's when Ruach HaKodesh left Klal Yisrael. The Afal Pikeinu Yimishtam Shem Baskol. Even though we didn't have Ruach HaKodesh, we still used the Baskol. Shapamach, so Yimishtam Baldias Beiskori B'Yericho. One time they were in an attic in Yericho, Nitnalein Baskol Min HaShemayim V'Yomra, and the Baskol came out and said, Yesh B'chamad Mechot Shoreish Tishur Shechin Olav El Shein Dor Roy Lekach, that there's one person here that's deserving of Hashras HaShechinah, but his generation doesn't deserve Nasrani Neim B'El HaZakin. And everyone looked at Hillel HaZakin because they knew that's who the Baskol was referring to. Uk Shemes, and when Hillel HaZakin died, it's Bidu, Hey Chassid Eyanov, Talmid Shel Ezra. They said, well, a Chassid, what an Anov, he's a Talmud of Ezra, because he came from Bavel. V'shuv Pamacher, so he was Subin Baliyah B'Yavna, and another time they were in an attic in Yavna, Nitnalan Baskol Min HaShemayim Amalan, and a Baskol again came from Shemayim and told them, Yesh B'chem Adam Echad Shroish Tish Roshkin Olav El Shein Doro Zakal Nekach, that there's someone there that's right for Ashras Hashkina, but the generation just doesn't deserve it. Nasnei Neim B'Shemal HaKatan. So they all looked at Shemal HaKatan because they knew that that's who the Baskol was talking about. Uk Shemesu, when Shemal HaKatan died, it's Pidu, Hey Anav, Hey Chassid, Talmido Shel Hillel. They said a Hesped about him, what an Anav, what a Chassid, a Talmud of Hillel. Va'af, who Amar B'Shas Misa? So when Shemal HaKatan said at the time of his death, Shimon V'Yishma El Lecharva, he predicted terrible things. That Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel, the Nasi, and the Yishmael Ben Elisha, the Kohen Gadol, are going to be killed by the sword. V'Chavroi L'Ktala, and a number of other big tzaddikim are going to die with other misos, with other horrible misos. Usharam Alibiza, and the whole nation is going to be despoiled. Va'akon Segiin, Asid L'Meisei Al Ama, and horrible tzaros are going to come to Klal Yisrael. And all of those things happen. These were the Asara Rugei Malchus and these terrible gzeros that were made against Klal Yisrael. So you see that the Shechina was Shara and Shmuel HaKatan, that his dying words, he was predicting the future, and every prediction came true. V'yafal Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava b'kshu lomar hei chasid hei anav, and they wanted to say the same Lashon of Hesped on Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava of hei chasid hei anav el shenitru fasha'a she'in maspidin ala Rugei Malchus. But they weren't able to because Yehuda ben Bava was killed by the Malchus, and you're not allowed to give a Hesped for Rugei Malchus because of Emas HaMelech. So they couldn't give that Hesped, but he would have been deserving of that special Hesped of Hei Chassid Hei Anav. Mishkar Beis HaMikdash Batal HaShamir. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so we no longer had the Shamir. So Gemara said, what is this Shamir? So Tan Rabban HaShamir, it's a tiny little creature that can cut through stones. Shabo Ban HaShlomo is Beis HaMikdash. So Shlomo Melch utilized it in building the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar, because when it describes, and say from Malachim Aleph, the building of the Beis HaMikdash says, Va'abayis Bihi Banoso, Evan Shlema Masa Nivne. So Advarim Kiksavan, it means it literally, that they didn't chisel the stones with any iron tools, and therefore they had to use the Shamir to size the stones properly. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Amar lo Rabbi Nechami, so Rabbi Nechami said to Rabbi Yehuda, is that possible? V'lo Kvar Nemar, but doesn't the Pasuk also say, Kol Eila Avanim Yekaros Megoreros B'Magera, that they would cut them with a saw? So Imkein, matam lomer lo nishma babayis bibo noso. But then what does it mean when we say lo nishma babayis bibo noso? The pasuk says umakevos vagarzun kol kli barzel lo nishma babayis bibo noso. That you didn't hear the working of any kli barzel. If they were sawing stones, you would have heard that. So no, what the pasuk means is that in Har HaBayis you didn't hear the sounds of kli barzel. Sheyemaskin mibachutz umachnis mibefnim. They would chisel the stones with the barzel outside of the Har HaBayis and only then bring those stones inside of Har HaBayis. Amar Rabbi Nir and Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda is correct that Shlomo HaMelech was not mesates the avanim with kli barzel ba'avnei migdash when it came to the avnei migdash, but v'div Rabbi Nechemya ba'avnei beso. Rabbi Nechemya is correct that he did use metal iron tools when it came to the stones that he used to build his own house. He had two major construction projects, the Beis HaMikdash and his own home. So each one he'd use the Shamir and the other he would use iron tools. Rabbi Nechemya, Shamir Lamayasa, Rabbi Nechemya, according to Rabbi Nechemya, that they used clay bars even to build the Beis HaMikdash. So Shamir Lamayasa, what did they use the Shamir for? So Mibay Lelechid Tanya, they needed the Shamir for what the Brisa explains. That Avanim Alalu, the Avanim that they used for the Ephod and the Choshen, ain't Kosnosam B'diyov. They didn't write on them with ink, meaning we already went through how they had all the names of the Shvatim. We already discussed earlier in the Masechta how they had all the names of the Shvatim on the Avnei Ephod, and they were the exact same number of letters on this Evan and that Evan, and how we divided up the Shvatim and his Binyamin with the extra Yod, without the extra Yod, right? We already discussed all of that. So how did they write? So they didn't write with ink on these stones, Mishum Shenamer, because the Pasuk says Pituche Chosam, that it's supposed to be a Chakika, it's supposed to be engraved. Vein Mesartin Lehem B'Izmal, and they couldn't just scrape it out with a sharp tool, Mishum Shenamer B'Milu Osam, because the stones had to be whole, they had to be complete. So they couldn't scrape off. Elokosif Lehem B'Diyo, they'd write it with ink, Umar Lehem Shamir Mibachutz, and they would run the Shamir along where they put the ink, so that the Shamir would make the indentation of the names, Vein Nivkos Me'alehen, and the stone would crack from the Shamir. But it was a crack that didn't chisel anything off. It just created a crack in it, like a te'ena that develops cracks where nothing is taken out of it. It just develops a crack. Or like a bika that develops a crack in the ground where it's not losing anything from the ground, it just develops a crack. It's the size of a tiny sa'ora. It was created in Sheshmei Breches. And there is nothing that is so hard that it can't break through. So how do you keep it? Where do you keep it? You put it in a fish tank, it'll cut right through the tank. Like, well, what do you do? So they would wrap it in things of wool, and they would put it in a tube of lead, malaya sube sa'orin, filled with subin of barley. So Amar Rabbi Ami, Mishchar v'Mikdash Rishon, the first place in which was destroyed, batla shir pargada, a certain type of linen silk was lost, uzuchuchas levana, and a certain type of crystal. So tiny namiyachim, shchar mikdash rishon, batal shir pagadu, uzuchuchas levana, and also, third thing, verechav barzel. The yeshom raf yayin korosh habami sinir, that the congealed wine that came from Hermon had doma ki gulei dvela, which was thick like igulei dvela. So that was all in this battle with the Chorban Abayis. So then we said in the Mishnah, vin nofes tzufim. So my nofes tzufim, what is nofes tzufim? So Rav Sol that it's flour that's so thick that when you try to sift the flour, it sits on top of the sieve. And it's like dough that's kneaded together with honey and with oil. It's so thick. Levi Amar that Nofes Sufim is a certain bracha that they had in their dough. That they would put the dough on the oven walls. That's where they used to bake the dough. But it would rise so much. And it would expand so much that they would meet in the middle of the cavity of the oven. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar Zed Vash Abami Netzipia, that Nofes Sufim is the type of honey that came from the high mountains where you're able to see from far, you know, from lookout points. So my mashma, how do I know that it's normal for honey to come from mountainous areas? Rav Sheshes said the targum on the pasuk of Kasher Tasena Hadvorim. He translated Kema Denitzon De Bar Yosef. Like the Dvorim fly and float around in the air, and they bring dvash from the plants that grow in the mountains. So you see that Dvash comes from the mountains. Once we talk about Nofes Sufim, which is the best type of honey, apparently, the Gemara brings other types of Dvash, where we say that they're also different than regular honey. Tanan Hasam, the Mishnah Maseches Machshirin says, Kalanitzok Tahar. Anytime you pour a Mashke Tahar into a kli that's Tameh, so the Kiluach is not Metameh, what's in the top kli, even though it's connected through the stream to the Tameh food in the bottom kli, it's not Metameh, that which is in the top kli. Chutz midvash zifim vatzapichim, except for such thick honey like the dvash zifim vatzapichim, where it's now considered all fully connected. My zifim, what does zifim mean? Am Rabbi Yochanan, dvashim is zifim bo. It's they would mix water and wine with it, and you weren't able to tell it was still so thick, even though you watered it down so much. Reish Lakish shamar al shem makomo kedusiv zifim talim vaalos. No, it's called zifim because that's the name of the place that it came from. Kiyotze b'davarato. Mary, you have a similar machlokas in the taicha of the pasuk bevo hazifim vayomer l'shaul hello David. So my zifim, what does it mean bevo hazifim, that the zifim showed up? So Rabbi Yochum neyadam mezayfin devrayim, people who were a bunch of liars, they were mezayif, they forged their words. For Rabbi Lazar Omer al shem akoma, no, it's just the name of the place that they came from. Kedusiv zifitalem uba alos. So Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with upasku anshe amana, and we're back on track now. We caught up. So Bez Hashem, we'll be good tomorrow. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you.